This is Catherine Fabrizio with Daughters Rising, with help for the good daughter, suffering from the good daughter syndrome, and working to become her own woman. The number one secret to giving your daughter the self-esteem you never got from your own mother. Let me ask you, how do you want your daughter to feel about herself? If I know you, you'd gnaw off your right arm if that would give your daughter the self-esteem you wished you'd gotten from your own narcissistic or difficult mother. You want more than anything for your daughter to feel confident and sure of herself. You wish so badly that you could give her that. Not to follow the crowd or settle for being treated badly by that boy. You want her to shrug it off when she isn't invited to the party or confidently find a new friend when her supposed BFF disses her for someone more popular. You know stormy times lay ahead and that she will not, cannot be spared. Crushing social defeat and humiliation wait in the wings if you're not careful. Even if you are careful, you know your love alone can't save her from this. It's a jungle out there, and she's such an innocent pup. So how do you prepare her and not scar her for life? How was your own mother in this regard? Yeah, not much help. Did her limitations hinder you? Did she have NPD, narcissistic, or defensive traits? Was she always worried about herself, about how others would see her? Did this only add to your own self-doubt? You don't want your daughter to suffer the way that you did. You just want her to feel good about herself. You want more than anything for your daughter to know her mind, stand up for herself, and bounce back from those inevitable setbacks. What will make the difference? What is the secret to helping your beautiful, precious daughter get the self-esteem you didn't get? Well, it isn't the bumper sticker on the back of your car that matters. It isn't the fist bump you give her or the multitude of things you do for her. It isn't even the sacrifices that you make for her. No, your biggest impact on your daughter is how you make her feel. And how you feel about yourself makes all the difference. Besides supporting her and cheering her on and caring as much as humanly possible, how do you do that? Well, the answer may surprise you. Because the truth is, if you aren't happy, your daughter will struggle with her own happiness. You just can't separate the two. What's more, you can't live your daughter's life for her. Well, darn it, you say. Now the curse of my childhood is affecting my daughter. You so much wanted her to escape the awful low self-esteem and the self-doubt you've experienced. So many of us do. You desperately want to break the cycle of guilt and self-doubt for your own daughter, but you don't know where to begin. Well, first, let's take a look at how this happens. But first, I've got to warn you, I'm not going to pull any punches. As a therapist to women, I've seen 30 years of mamas making the same mistakes over and over. And having raised two daughters to adulthood of my own, I too have made these mistakes at least once. I understand how easy it is to make mistakes despite the best of intentions. The biggest mistake I see mothers make is to think they can bypass the work on themselves and fix their daughters. But here is unvarnished truth as I know it. In trying to fix your daughter, instead you unconsciously transfer your insecurities to them. Here's a peek behind the psychological curtain. When you're anxious and overly demanding, your daughter feel scared. She wants to please you, but if you can't be pleased, she feels that she's not good enough. And you know that feeling all too well. When you're nervous, your worry makes her feel uneasy instead of cared for. When you're a bundle of nerves, you convey the message that life is full of danger. And sensing this, your daughter feels hesitant, filled with self-doubt. Now, if you swing the other way and act subservient and sacrificial to the point of martyrdom, your daughter will feel guilty. And guilty is an uncomfortable way for a child to feel. Hey, you know that one. If you don't set the example of setting healthy boundaries, she learns that your feelings don't count. And she simply won't believe you as you had hoped, that you're a nice person. Then horror of horrors when you witness your precious daughter taking crap from her peers, not standing her ground. It makes your very blood boil. I know, this is tough. Labor was hard, but this is harder. Stay with me and breathe 2, 3, 4. By becoming conscious, you are giving birth to a newer version of yourself. And what's more, your daughter's watching you. It's that important. She's watching how you handle conflict, pressure in your own relationships. She watches how you handle your relationship with your mother. You just can't get away from the fact that your example is more powerful than your words. You can tell your daughter all day long that she is valuable and worthy of respect. But if you don't model it for her, she's not going to believe you. That's bottom line truth. Here's what will help. The confidence you find from setting boundaries, saying no, and standing up for yourself has a direct positive effect on your daughter. Empower yourself and you empower your daughter. Do the work and experience the alchemy of this win-win. Healing yourself from the damage of a narcissistic mother is inextricably tied to giving your daughter self-esteem. She's watching you. She's learning how to be a woman from you. We can do this work. The time is now. Our daughters need us to be whole and healed. Even if you think your mother will never change, start here. This will make you a better mother, promise.